This is a continuing episode about the film The Xenophobes. The series started at episode 342.
Mommy's an angel of peace. She will stop the fighting.
You've got a husband and two kids. And Cottrell is...
I'm Lancer Kind. I co-wrote a science fiction film called The Xenophobes. It's about a crew of astronauts who traveled 60 years to make first contact with an alien civilization. And things, didn't go the way anyone expected. Not for the characters, and honestly, not for the people who made the film either. We shot this film during a pandemic. Our lead actor flew from Moscow to Manhattan, Kansas, through borders that were closing behind her. Our director was also our cinematographer and our editor, and the story we ended up telling feels even more relevant now than when we wrote it. These are some of the folks who brought this film to life. They were the actors, the director, support staff, and the technical staff. In this episode, we're going to hear from actor Chris Butler, who plays the pilot of the Jerusalem, Lieutenant Jerzy Petrowski.
Yeah, so my name is Chris Butler. I just graduated Kansas State University, major in sociology and anthropology and pre-law. And I am an actor in, Xenophobes.
Yeah, nice. How did you find Xenophobes?
Well, they found me. I did a show last year, and the stage director, Penny, contacted me through email and said, "Hey, here's a movie. Why don't you just give it a shot?" And I emailed them back. I got the script, and I thought this was, quite honestly, the coolest thing I could do.
Nice. Yeah, you studied anthropology?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think you're close to the target audience of being... a very thoughtful person who's looking for not just a straight action, but action with some interesting
meaning.
Bits.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
What is your relationship with science fiction?
So science fiction...
Is this the first one?
That's a good question, actually. I don't read a lot of science fiction, but I've loved Star Trek. I've seen every Star Trek anything ever.
All the series.
Whoa.
This
summer, I literally dedicated to just re-binging all of it. So I'm a bit of a Trekkie. So when I saw this script, I was like, oh, I get to be Captain Sisko and go out into space.
Nice.
And you know, do some cool things. So I love science fiction in the way that, more than any other genre, really, it's very compelling, right? I kind of view it as a lens to where humanity, it also works as a lens culturally to see our values. So in the future, we want world peace, like in Star Trek, or in some ways, we see the future and it's a desolate wasteland, which might be a metaphor to our capitalistic nature or something like that. You know, who knows? But I find science fiction very, very entertaining.
Cool. And first of all, we have to get this out of the way. So what was your favorite series of Star Trek?
The right answer is The Next Generation.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. The right answer. But the real right answer is Deep Space Nine.
Okay, nice.
And I don't know if maybe it's because I'm a black male and I relate to Sisko. I don't know if it's because I love Dr. Bashir. You know, he's a chatty young guy. But something about that show really gripped me and really influenced the kind of person I want to be in my everyday life.
I don't know who says the right answer is Next Generation, because, you know, I have my list too, and Next Generation is good, but you know, I won't go into my favorite, but don't be shamed in saying Next Generation, all right? Deep Space Nine had a lot of cultural things going on. So you have the Bajorans, you have the end of a war with them and the Kardashians, yeah. and people still not getting along. That also speaks to your anthropological interest in people and humanity. Did this film trigger any of those thoughts as well?
It did. I, looking at it anthropologically, sociologically, I found it very compelling that we're just a group of scientists, of diplomats, of explorers who are going off to meet a new race of aliens, to make contact, to learn from them and come back and share that knowledge. Our expectations are incredibly, maybe it is naive expectations. What we end up experiencing and what we want to happen, what we end up experiencing are two different things. And we come back to a world that's totally different from what we left. And that's very compelling. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rather shocker. So they're shocked by what they find on the alien planet, and then they come back, and then they find that Earth is a lot different, too.
Yeah.
So do you think that that will happen to you someday? As you travel around the world, do you think that things will change around you, and you'll feel left behind?
I'm sure. I'm only 25, so I couldn't tell you more about, like, I don't know. I haven't been in the world too much, but I definitely can tell you that I do expect that one day I'm going to walk into the wilderness or cross the threshold or whatever, and I'm going to come back and just see the world is just totally different. And I don't know if that'll be through my continued studies, you know, post-graduation. I don't know if it's going to be a job or maybe, you know, the end of COVID-19, but, you know, I'm sure that I'm going to experience something like that soon.
Wow, that's true. COVID is actually a nice, interesting point. Emergency happened on Earth.
Yep.
Rules change. Some people don't like the new rules. Some people want you to follow the rules. So, yeah, we're definitely in a kind of conflict now. Where in the movie, the conflict happened already. You came back and everybody's kind of aligned where you couldn't do it this way.
Yeah.
You astronauts who show up. This is who we are. Conform, please. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit more abrupt for the astronauts. Oh, what's your favorite scene?
My favorite scene in the movie?
Yeah.
Other than when I play Lieutenant Petrovsky and I get to take the helm. I thought that was cool. No, my favorite scene has to be when I can't remember. Andrew's character dies. I can't remember his name. And everyone's sitting in the cafeteria and we're all like, this is not the Earth that we knew. We're 60 years in the future and things are different. Our environment's different. And we all kind of collectively choose to leave because it wouldn't be good for us to stay. It's a very tragic scene. It's very somber, but it's also like really, again, I say compelling a lot, but it really is. It's very interesting.
Did this movie pose any questions to you about our society?
Yeah. Yeah. I love social commentary stuff. It's really interesting. I think for myself, I just kind of saw this as a possible direction that humanity could go, right? We value like peace and community so much, but at what cost are we willing to give that up? That's something I don't know a lot of people think about. Not to get political, and I'm not going to, but you know, it's a very interesting thing that people are fighting over. So it's fun, it's exciting, it's scary, and you know, you think about it, but I don't know, it's so much.
What about this concept of xenophobia? Is there a point in your life where you've had enough of something and you kind of feel like, man, I'm going to be a little xenophobic for a while? I think I'm just going to channel that and I'm going to hang out in my box for a while.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I hope not. I mean, I don't like, I like to think I'm a very like open and expressive person and I can take in a lot. I don't know. I don't know how to answer your question.
Oh, it's okay. No, it's all right. I don't know. Yeah. It might not be you.
Yeah, no.
No. Any kudos or call-outs to cast and crew?
Yep, big shout-out to Andrew. I can't remember his last name. I'm the worst. But Drew Dog, I've worked with him in, on another project, and I love
Drew
him
Dog. So that's Andrew's stage, offstage yes. name or something like that.
Yes, that is him. Let's see, Charlie. I love Charlie. Where is he? I love Charlie so much. That guy just always brings a smile to my face. Shout out to myself for trying something new.
Nice, yes, definitely.
And then a huge thank you to you and to Hal and everyone who helped make this possible. This has been a very interesting and new experience.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
The Xenophobes is available right now on Amazon Prime Video. You can rent it for around $4 if you watch it and enjoy it. The single best thing you can do for us is to leave a star rating and a review on Amazon. And for goodness sakes, tell your friends to watch it too. For an indie film like ours, every review helps new people find us. You can find behind-the-scenes photos and updates on our Facebook page at facebook.com/apistrophepictures. There is a link in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. If you're using a podcast player, they're right there in the interface. If you downloaded the show from a website as an MP3, go back to the website where you got the MP3 and you will see the show notes there. And if you want more about the making of the film or some cool banners, type into your favorite search engine, lancerkind.com/xenophobes/banners. There, the magic of the search engine will bring you right to my doorstep, and you will be able to click and download whatever banner you need for whatever social media situation you've got. Sport your colors and show off to people about this film. So that will help spread the word, and we will love that. You should download your Xenophobes banner today. Next episode, we hear about the ins and outs of the back office of running a film production. We hear from Nancy Stover, one of the production assistants.
They become a combo, the father and the two children, evidently. Mm. And that music gets transferred to the rest of the galaxy. Mm. And so they have a welcome in the rest of the galaxy, another place in the galaxy, yes, that knows their music. And so, number one, that music has held that family together during fear, yeah, as they came together.
Yeah.
And the father was instrumental in that,
right.
Literally and figuratively instrumental. Yeah. And it also shows them where to go. It's where they can make music. Nice. So there's a touch of hope in there.